Hello.
Yo, yo.
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 Welcome, welcome to Toxicity. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Today, man, we're going to talk about a real touchy subject. Real, real touchy subject. Men's mental health. And out of 100,000 men, you got, 14,590 of them commit suicide every year. This is a real deep topic. But you got me today here, Titus, my guest. Who are you going to introduce?
With the ink, man.
Willie, man. You.
That nigga be too chill in it.
Before we really get into it, man, let me say this. If there's anybody out there that's really struggling with mental health, you really contemplating suicide, man, call or text 988. You know, or call text home to 741-741. You know, reach out, get the help that you need, call the crisis line. Man, we know how bad it is. We know how tough it is. We all been there, man. So let's open this up, man. Will, what you got to share with us?
Oh yeah, it's a fact for you. One man dies by suicide every minute. I say that to say this, check on your people, the men especially. You know, we always taught to be providers, protectors, and caregivers. But sometimes, you know, we need that hand. Sometimes we need somebody to, lift us up when our head down. I'm saying, not just expect because you're a man. With the ink, what you got to say, man?
Since y'all already said the most, but I just feel like when that man come home, he should have to deal with fighting the streets and fighting your ass. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I ain't going.
You ain't going.
I'm gonna just get another one, bro. They said they can't hear.
Who can't hear? No, we can hear fine. Man, I'm gonna say what my issue is, man. Like, I feel like probably the most challenging issues has been economic issues. Like, yeah, at home, yeah, in the house, I deal with a lot of stress. Yeah, you're gonna deal with the stress in relationships. You gotta learn how to cope with that. You gotta learn how to motivate one another and try to inspire one another, because you know you're dealing with more stress and more pressures in society on an economic level than anything, especially as black men. We got a mountain in front of us that we gotta climb before we even get to a level where we can actually function. You know, so it's always difficult. Always, always difficult on that note. But we, having a strong partner, having a strong support system, having an understanding partner, having an understanding support system, having people that actually care aids and helps you through, gets through a lot. I mean, imagine coming home, you don't work, you don't work, you don't put it in, you done got through, you done strive to get past all the obstacles and all the struggles you deal with in the daily basis. You done been stopped by the police. You done been ridiculed and criticized by your boss, man, when you been doing everything in your power to try to get a raise. You know, just everything seemed to be happening against you. And then you get home, and your significant other just sitting there like she don't care about nothing you going through. Sitting there like you bothering her by coming home, or you bothering her by being around. And then she got her issues and her gripes about how you just sit down instead of going to take a shower first. Or you sit down instead of, taking the garbage out first. Or it's some type of issue, some type of poke, you know what I mean, that disturbs your peace. How do you handle it? How do you deal with it? How you deal with it, Jay?
I just smoke some weed, huh?
What?
I just smoke some weed.
That's it.
Nah, cause like, it be weird, bro, cause like, especially like when you the man who kinda like, then got through everything in life by yourself. So now you just, you labeled as a strong man, bro, and a lot of times, like, people just be expecting you to be not human. You know what I'm saying? Like, you supposed to let shit roll off your back, bro. You ain't got no emotions or feelings, bro. You just got to do what you got to do as a man. Shit, sometimes that shit a gift and a curse. But I learned that shit a long time ago in prison, bro, that shit just ain't going to go your way all the time. And you sit there crying bitch by the man, you know, it ain't gonna change nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to, I don't know, bro.
Man, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I had a better, greater peace of mind in prison than I do out here.
Hey, yeah. That's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fact. That is a fact. For one, I ain't got to worry about no deal with that fire. Well, ain't no fire in jail, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can just beat you up and go on about my day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, I ain't that. I just ain't had to worry about nobody always motherfucking bitching and moaning at me. I ain't had to worry about issues, man. It was simple. You know what I mean? Get up, go to work out, eat.
You ain't had to worry
shower,
about you.
Sleep.
Only thing you had to do was worry about you and that bitch.
Yeah, that's it.
Ain't no responsibilities, you know? Ain't no expectations. Shit, I'm gone.
Hey,
y'all gonna have to figure it out. I can send some money, but yeah, y'all gonna have to figure everything else out. You know what I'm saying?
So, Will, you feel like the overwhelming pressures of responsibility that A's in that crash out mentality.
If you don't have a smart mind, and you don't have good people around you, yeah, the possibilities of you crashing out are very, very high. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important that you keep some good people around you, for real, for real. So when you're going through it, you know, hey, that Lean On Me song, you know, everybody needs somebody to lean on. Hey, that you're older and you pay attention to them lyrics. Yeah, hey, everybody need that.
I ain't lying, because you done talked me down. I've crashed down. I don't know how many times, boy.
What's wrong,
Will? Will done talked me down. Boy, Will done talked me down. I've crashed down many times.
Hey, I think everybody needs somebody like that, though.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, for
that's
sure. Because, like, a lot of people who do be doing the crashing on the shit, them boys, like, I feel like a lot of times, bro, they ain't got nothing to live for either, though. Because that kind of snap you back in the place, too, like. Damn, my son need me. That be my main thing. That the main thing I think about every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son need me. And if I leave, I can't really trust nobody to raise him how I want him to be raised. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit be like that for real, though.
Yeah, definitely keep you in perspective. I mean, man, I know it just, you know what I mean? I done been through it. So, you know, me personally, you know, I done seen the other side of all that. I done did the crashing. So I done seen it. I done seen not on a legal level. I'm talking about on a physical level, on a mental level. You know. I've done the therapy. I've done anger management 3 times. Live-in therapy. Residency for what? A year. You know, the RDAP program where in prison did that. I've just been in therapists. I've been seeing a therapist since I've been 18 years old. So, I mean, it's something, man. Like, I just struggle, and out of everything, out of therapy, out of medications, out of all these different things to teach you how to think rationally, teach you how to pause, and, you know, to try to, and use your pros and cons and your rational self-analysis and all these different exercises that you're taught in therapy, they're all these things that you're taught. At the end of the day, you realize, man, the best thing for you is that support system. Had that one person, had that person to call that you can vent to, that you can open up to, that ain't gonna judge you, that ain't gonna bring that shit back up and use it against you. You know what I mean? 'Cause that's a large part of the problem, man. We trust the wrong people. We confide in the wrong people, then people bring that shit up and use that shit against you and try to judge you based off of it. Then they mistreat you, and then that's that little push that tosses you right over the edge, because it's somebody that you really confided in. It's somebody that you really gave your confidence. It's somebody that you really loved and you believed in. They turn around and use something that was so tender and something so fragile that you share with them, and they turn around and use it against you. So, like, it's a lot, man, to it. I mean, I've been blessed on... In many ways, I've been blessed to be able to see. I've been blessed to see guys literally snap mentally.
Yeah, for sure.
I was telling to somebody earlier, man. When I was locked up, I literally sitting in front of a homeboy of mine. He received a letter from his girl, and he smuggled. He got a cell phone, called her. Dude answered the phone. I literally watched him have a stroke in front of me. And his, I'm talking about where he couldn't speak. His body went limp halfway. His face, he couldn't move. I literally witnessed this in front of me. So I know how powerful a female or a relationship can either, I'm talking about, can break or make a man. I know how powerful it is, man. And, you know, and true enough, we get the same, my mama always tell me, we make our own demons. So, but that, in us being accountable, yeah, I can accept the fact, okay, my mistreatment or my misjudgment or my mishandling of a woman created whatever atmosphere or whatever treatment that she's now giving me. But at what point in time can we come together and say, okay, listen, let's take accountability, let's rebuild, let's face everything, because I care enough to be able to rebuild without it being crushing or without it being triggering of a crash out.
Hey, y'all got some comments.
So with that being said, I think it's important that you recognize your triggers, first of all. You know what I'm saying? So you can better deal with it. I think I was talking to you earlier about introspection. You know, I did a lot of that when I was up the road. Plus me being in that cell by myself during COVID. You ain't even going nowhere. For months, you ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Sometimes it takes that, man. You got to be by yourself, man. Figure out what's bothering you, how you going to deal with it.
Okay, Melvin said he thinks reading and keeping yourself from being too comfortable in things you should work on. Okay. All right, listen, I agree. Reading is fundamental. Reading helps. You know what I mean? I've survived a lot of my lockup bids reading. But like when it's...
A lot of people ain't gonna pick up no book.
Let's be realistic.
If I'm having a bad day, I ain't reading no book.
It takes a powerful mind to try to sit down. Because first of all, I gotta be in a peaceful state of mind for me to be able to read. Because I like to comprehend what I read. I like to be able to see what I read. It's different with me reading something. Now then I can read a sentence and then get to the next paragraph, don't even know what I even read. So I don't think... I don't think in that moment, reading is going to be something that's going to help you through that. It's not going to help you through that. You know what I mean? But it's a good thought at the end of the day. Maybe being read to, maybe having somebody significant enough, somebody care enough to you to calm you down and read to you might be more of a thing. Like I know I could take it if my girl sit me down and read to me. I know that would mean a lot to me. That would mean a whole lot to me. She see me stressing, she see me going through it, and she tell me, just baby, lay down. Let me read to you what you want to hear, what you want to read. And she read to me. Yeah, I would love that. I would appreciate that. That would definitely bring me into a more calm mind frame. So tell me this, man. What would, from a male perspective, what would you expect? Yoshi, you can even chime in on this one. What would you expect from your significant other if you were in a state where you was really ready to crash out, you just really just had it, can't take it, you can't figure it out, too many responsibilities, bills backed up, you don't know what to do, you know what I mean? Everything is just coming down on you at one time. Your girl acting funny, she ain't paying you no attention, she got an attitude to you, I'm talking all day. You know, she just turned her location off yesterday. You know what I mean? Like last night when you got in the bed, she scooted away from you.
No, you
good. Like I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about.
And that's a real thing.
I'm talking about like these things that we notice as a man. Like when I lay down with my significant other, if she ain't scooting towards me, and she's scooting away from me, oh, we got a problem. Or something. Just concerned. Something's going on.
So what's the question? What's the actual question?
How you gonna deal with it? How would you deal with it?
Well, like what would I want from? About, like, what do I expect from her?
You wrecked at the brink. Like just
and what do I expect?
Crash
from her?
Out.
And you ask me what I expect from her when I'm about to crash out.
So, right when you're about to crash out, what would you expect of her? If you communicate that to her, man, listen, I can't deal with this. I'm about ready to crash out.
What do I need from her?
Yeah,
I need her to hush the fuck up.
You need her
to shut up.
Just
shut up.
Yeah, bro.
Just shut up. Don't say nothing. Just don't say nothing. just be quiet. Like, let me be. Let me try to figure out how to deal. Let me figure out what I need to do to get what I need to get to. But they just need to just be quiet. Like, sometimes I just need time to figure it out. Like, I don't need your help. I don't need to, because at the end of the day, you're going to do nothing but bring me more problems than anything. But it, like, in this moment that I'm trying to figure it out, shut up. Shut up and leave me alone. just leave me be. Shut the fuck up and leave me alone. Like, that's all I ask for. I ask for a little bit of peace so I can figure it out. Because if you yapping and trying, you yapping ain't helping me figure nothing out.
Hey, you know how many women be like, oh, I could just tell he was cheating because he was acting different. That nigga just could have been going through some shit.
Yeah, sometimes just shut up and leave me alone.
And if I talk to you about it, there ain't going to be no solution in it. So no. I just need to figure this shit out.
Exactly. Because you about to give me some money?
No.
Exactly.
And I don't know about a lot of people. I just told Unc this last night, though. I get better with isolation. So a lot of times, I just want to be by myself and hear air. And when I say hear air, that means I don't
want to
hear shit.
Yeah, I don't want to talk. Like, let me figure it out. Like, let me get in my own space. Let me get in my own mind. Like, I don't need you continuously trying to help me figure it out, because what you're going to try to do, it ain't going to do nothing but irritate me.
But in that same sentence, though, right?
Okay.
I always heard people say this. The person you decide to spend the rest of your life with going to be one of the most important decisions you make in your life. So with that being said, you need to know what type of person or what type of partner you're dealing with.
Now, that's
you
know true, but at the end of the day, like, if I'm, like, you're right, right? So then that means that she should know me enough to know that this is that line, and you got one more step before I lose it.
So let's deal with your problems together. Not let you deal with your problems by yourself, but let's come up with a solution together. Not let me get on your nerves, but let me provide some type of insight, because maybe as your partner, I can see things from a point of view that you're not looking at. You see what
I
I'm
agree
saying?
What you're saying,
but you had that bringer. Hold up, but the key to the question is
when
you're literally one moment away from crashing out. Like,
and that's what I'd be saying.
You know what I mean?
See, and that's
in that
point.
Moment.
Like, I'm thinking, like, sometimes helping me is just being quiet.
Yeah.
You can just listen to me and let me work through it.
You can sit there and rub my head, rub my back, and just let me talk.
Man, listen.
Because when you come in and talk about what your boss did, all this, that, and the third, a nigga just let you talk.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's all I need.
I'm simple, man. You ain't got to do nothing. But just be there.
Yeah, that's it. Just be there.
You ain't got to talk.
That's it, bro.
You ain't got to do nothing but be there. You can lay your head on my lap while I'm sitting there thinking. You could just cuddle with me. You could just, I'm talking, just make sure I feel your presence. You know what I'm saying? I feel that you care. That I'm talking about just being able to acknowledge that, okay, she cares. She's, I'm talking about, her presence is comforting. Man, that's enough. That's enough. Because believe it or not, what she do in that moment is going to dictate a lot.
Yes, sir.
Because if she act like she don't care, or like she got an attitude, or like she don't want to be bothered, yeah, that's gonna contribute to the frustration that I'm already experiencing. It's gonna contribute to the anxiety that I'm already experiencing. But if she gives me that moment of silence, she gives me that respect of saying, well, I'm just gonna be here for him, I'm just gonna hold him, I'm just gonna sit back and try to be a comforting presence instead of talking. Or just ask, baby, what do you need from me? I don't simply say, man, just be here.
People don't let you talk to kind of like free your mind. People just want to be right at all times. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter what it is, bro. That's why I just know how to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up, bro.
That's an art.
And see, motherfuckers be like, oh, you just over abused the weed. I think, like, with me, it kind of be like, you know how, like, they tell you, you just need to breathe, bro? You just need to breathe. Calm down, breathe, bro. When you smoking, you breathing. Deep breath in, ah. Deep breath in, ah, so it might not even be the smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just calming yourself down, bro. Yeah. Like, that's you in your moment. But
man, when I'm there, I don't want to smoke. I don't want to drink. I don't want to do nothing. I need to talk. I need my mind to come to some type of rational explanation and be able to ground itself on a productive and positive solution, something that I can actually pursue, something that I can actually utilize that's gonna resolve my issues and something that's gonna aid me going forward. I don't wanna blind myself to nothing. I don't wanna cloud it out. I don't wanna just try to forget it and say, okay, I'm gonna deal with it tomorrow, because it's gonna be the same situation tomorrow.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I got to figure it out. I don't care if I sit down. One thing I used to do while I was locked up on my beds was I used to write my thoughts wouldn't let me go until I wrote them. I had to write myself. I wrote myself letters. You know what I'm saying? I wrote myself or my mom. You know what I mean? And like my mama to today got this whole business plan for Oasis that y'all see today. Yeah, I wrote that back in 2003, 2005 while I was on lockup. You know what I mean? So it was called The Jungle. Like it's just different concepts, different ideas, different things. The way my mind works, I have to get it off my mind. I have to put it on a piece of paper. So that's how I deal with it better. And I feel like, but if I got somebody that I can confide in, I got somebody to give me a sense of peace, somebody that can that I care about, that I know care about me. Yeah, that's gonna help me through the situation. That'll allow me to be able to believe in myself a little bit more because I got somebody that's empowering me, that's believing in me. That's just me. But if I ain't got that, well, that crash out is me.
Greg said, just be there. Her energy itself should bring peace to you. These hoes ain't got no peace, OG. these hoes ain't come with no peace, OG. They just want to put that salty monkey on your ass. It just, you know, hey, your life supposed to be all peaches and cream after that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never ate a saltine cracker and my life got better. You feel me? Like, see, how that shit go? I'm just saying, boy, you got there slamming that salty ass monkey on the nigga, and the nigga probably just supposed to leave tomorrow. I still got to pay this.
Yeah, that salty monkey.
There don't be no peace coming with that shit, man.
Especially, man, like, I think a lot of problems, man, especially a lot of problems now is economic, it's financial.
Yeah.
It's financial. It'll just be 100. A lot of problems is financial. So, I mean, it ain't cheap out here. It is not cheap out here. It is up to my mind. God, you know, I tell my partners, boy, when you get out, boy, I hope y'all know y'all have to work at least two jobs. You can't work no one job out here.
You
got to have a job and a hustle. It's hard. And if you got a partner that ain't contributing, you got a partner that ain't willing to contribute, ain't willing to put nothing on the table, or she got some type of issue about, you know, contributing any, about the vision or the blueprint, none of y'all ain't working together to try to reach them motherfuckers' level of wealth or no level of financial freedom, oh man, y'all in for a hurt. That shit, you in for a hurt. That shit gonna constantly hurt, constantly hurt.
That 2025, no, boy, motherfuckers can't just sit around no more, man.
Well, y'all gotta work together. Y'all gotta work together.
I ain't trying to, what I'm saying, like, say so crazy, but I ain't walked past no woman yet and be like, oh, I just want to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about everybody else, but that's just me, boy. You got to bring me something, too. You ain't bringing me shit.
I can't do that with you. I ain't
gonna
lie, I have. But anyway.
But
listen, though.
Teach his own.
What you mean?
By taking care of him. By being that, because like, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah.
And we talked about this. I believe that if I'm taking care of you, and I'm providing for you 100%, that's giving you the opportunity to go out and do other stuff so you can bring and contribute more to what we got going on. You should be able to put more in. While I'm doing everything right here, let's just give you air. Green. Let's just give you air and opportunity to go produce more so you can help take us to the next level. Look at, I love to use, Gucci wife, Keisha Dior. You know what I'm saying? How she did. He did his part. When she was given the opportunity to do her part, she did her part. Mm-hmm. She could have just sat on that. She multiplied it. So to have a woman that multiply what you create,
man, no, that's priceless, man.
That's priceless. Never mind, let me show.
Something like Titus said, I have.
That shit ain't on me.
Yeah, Greg, I have. I ain't gonna sit there and cap. Man, like, listen, I wanna be in a situation where I can take care of me and mine, and whoever I'm in love with, whoever I'm with, or whatever may be the case. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's my daughters, my loves, my heart, like, my parents, like, I want to be able to pay all my parents' bills. I want to be able to pay all my daughter's bills. I want to pay all my kids' bills. I want to be able to provide provide opportunities for my grandkids and my kids, man. I don't feel like bills should be a focus point. I don't feel like nobody should be busting their ass just to focus on paying a bill. You should be focusing your behind on trying to create your blueprint and trying to execute your blueprint and trying to rise and try to reach financial freedom and trying to reach financial wealth. It's different. Goals should be different. You got people, a lot of people working day to day, stressing themselves by the kid themselves because they can't pay their bills. They're working to pay bills. They're working to pay bills and to live. Okay, as long as I'm paying my bills and I can go out on the weekend, I'm content. Bro, that's the wrong set of goals. That's the wrong set of goals, man. My goals is I got a blueprint. I'm gonna execute that blueprint. I'm gonna try to build out that blueprint. So for me to be able to pay my daughter's bills or people I care about bills, my parents' bills, I'm offering them an opportunity to be able to go do something else and do something more with themselves and be able to contribute more to the fold and more to the foundation of our family. That's what I'm executing. That's what I'm focused on. So that's what it means to me to pay bills. Y'all slow on these comments online, man. Greg, you be paying bills. PG, you ain't got no choice. Huh? You gonna talk shit about who? About Yoshi and his mics? About Yoshi and his mics? What you wanna make a tribute? So let me ask you this, right? Because we ain't gonna get too much crowd participation. Ladies, what do you expect to get of your man? Let me hear this. What do you expect of your man?
What the fuck?
Or better yet?
I think it's important to ask this though, right? Like, what does a man get from a relationship but love?
But love? You say, what do you get but love?
No, I'm asking, what does a man get out of a relationship?
What do you feel like? Love? Let me ask you this, man. Well, if your girl's stressing, let's flip it. Your girl's stressing. Mm-hmm. You see her goddamn in the crash out mode. You see her looking goddamn all motherfucking crazy eyed and mm-hmm. motherfucking goddamn, she got the white mouth, crazy eyes, she's looking all over the place. You know what I'm talking about? She's snapping. You know what I mean? You can tell she's about ready to crash out. How do you help her through it?
It's simple, man. You put your hand on the back of her shoulder and you ask her what the problems is, man. You know, what are the problems and how can I fix that? And 9 out of 10, it's going to be something that you can fix. Other than death, you can fix any problem a woman can bring to you. That can't be said on the shoe on the other foot. But as for us, as protectors and providers, hey, what's the problem? Let me fix it. Simple.
Yeah.
You know?
Man. I don't think it's just that simple, man. If I see her about to crash out and I see her really stressing through something, like you said, I'm going to try to be there similar to what I just want to hold her. I just want to sit there and talk to her. I just want to sit there and be her voice of reasoning. You know, help her seek out an understanding and help her seek out some solution. My phone, you trying to break?
I ain't touching that motherfucker. I tell you, boy. It ain't going to be all scenes.
Yep. Jay with Ink would have been doing a tattoo tomorrow for a brand new phone.
Damn. Hey, Unc, you know you all right. You can work something up. You know
brand
what
new phone.
But, listen, huh?
Okay, go ahead.
Because y'all got on my ass and now I felt like. So, you take care of bitches too?
Take care of, provide for, or take care of they mean two different things.
Provision. Okay, all right, so, all right,
take
that's
care
cool.
of is like, hey, listen, you like it, I got it.
So listen, you take,
let's do this.
You too, though.
Let's do this.
Where them bitches at, though?
Let's do this for the sake of public speaking, right? Let's refrain from using.
Okay, my bad. All right. So listen, the women who you take care of and the women who you take care of, because I done did it too.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Where they at?
But anybody I ever took care of,
where they at though?
They chipped in.
But where they at though, OG? Right? So all they did was get the experience out of us. That's what I'm saying. I don't be giving a fuck. I can cash out, you know what I'm saying? What them bitches gonna be worth that shit? Real talk. Especially if I didn't spend some money and spend some money and get some ass that ain't worth me spending no money. Oh, that motherfucker cut off.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been disappointed. Boy. I'm talking about because for the simple fact where I feel like this. If I've always been there, not been Mr. Reliable, and I've always tried to do it right, the moment I make a mistake, and all hell broke loose. Everything's off the board. Everything got down to my life.
As a man, you could do 8 out of 10 things right. But them 2 things that you don't do that right, gonna be so loud, they gonna outweigh the other 8. Now, as a man, and when we, like when I we looking nothing. At our partner, they could do 2 out of 10. And we feel like we could just,
Yeah.
I can show you what to do. That motherfucker ain't meant for this, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but, hey.
Yeah, but listen. Okay, yeah, we all getting off subject. Yeah. Like Greg said, we didn't drove too deep into the mental health thing, the mental health element of it, right?
Mental health, for sure.
All right, yeah, so let's get back on that. You know what I mean? How do you recognize somebody that's going through, can you recognize, or how can you identify somebody that's actually going through some type of mental distress or stress to the degree to where you feel like it's a concern?
I feel
to
like...
Do I notify? Do I reach out to him? Do I offer him to talk to somebody to talk to? I go beyond him? At what point do you go beyond that person and speak with somebody in their behalf when you see that they're, you know what I mean, when they're going through something to prevent them from crashing out if you care about them?
I just feel like as a, I just pay attention to everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like,
what characteristic traits are you going to look?
Your pattern. Your pattern, your voice, that's how I pay attention to my friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I hit you up just on a random note, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, bro, I could tell by what niggas sharing on Facebook too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just pay attention to everything, bro. So, like, if I hit you up, I hear something in your voice, bro, I'm gonna try to ask you about it. I know how it is when you don't wanna talk though, so I ain't gonna beat it at you, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I let my niggas know I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna necessarily I ain't gonna have the solution for you all the time, but bro, listen, and we can come up with a solution together. You know what I'm saying? Like on some non-judgmental, or you know what I mean, whatever the case may be, bro. Like, but that's what we supposed to. People, bro, I done been like more of a friend than people was to me a long time. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, when you run across real people, bro, you stick with it. We grown now.
Oh yeah.
Man, let me tell you something. I think that's probably the most heart-shattering on a mental level. You got people that sit up under you, that you look out for, that you do for, and then they betray you. Mm-hmm. They betray you.
People like, only for self,
bro. I'm talking about, bro, that for me is like, what the fuck? Bro, because I don't deserve that.
I should do something to you,
bro. I'm the type of dude, I do anything for anybody that I care about, anybody I fuck with.
Okay,
So how in the hell can you do something dirty to me?
Hey, see, listen, I think that would make me crash out more than like a woman and what she do, period. Cause like, why you gonna do something to me I wouldn't do to you? And you know I wouldn't do it to you.
And see, that's my crash out. So my crash out is, well, I've got a lot better now. Don't touch me. Mm-hmm. Don't touch me. You touch me, you hit me, you strike me, you do anything to me, I'm gonna strike you back. And I'm talking about, don't threaten me. Don't try to play me. Don't try to handle me. In a way it promotes any type of physical. Because I'm going to answer you. Because I'm a man. I'm talking about, at the end of the day, I'm a man. I ain't trying to play tough. I ain't trying to be tough. But at the end of the day, I feel like I'm a man. I got to go to sleep with whatever I encounter. Whatever I experience in the daytime, I got to be able to go to sleep with that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm talking about? So some people can deal with somebody looking them in their face. You know what I mean? Threatening them, telling them they're gonna do this, and then the third, and they walk away from it. You know what I mean? I didn't come up that way. My life did not give me a life of experiences to allow me to be able to come up that way. Because in my mind frame, if I let somebody threaten me, talk to me, belittle me, chuck me in my face, then he gonna do it again. And next time when he do it, he's liable to actually follow through what the hell he said he was gonna do the first time.
I can't go to sleep like that, bro.
But I can't do it. I can't do it.
I can't go to sleep.
What's the saying? A soldier dies one death, a coward dies a thousand.
Ooh, oui.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. Because what you do is you're inviting people to mistreat you if you allow them to continue to mistreat you. Or continue to threaten you or continue to touch you.
As a man, but
my fallacy in that is, what I've learned and what I've come to terms with now is because of the level that I now exist and live on, I would 911 you. I'm not going to put my hands on you.
Ooh, oui.
I'm talking about.
Because you already know what's going on.
Listen, because in every situation where I've been provoked, I turn around and people call the police on me or try to sue me. You know, and I didn't even cause the issue in the start place. I didn't even start it. I didn't cause it. I didn't provoke it. I didn't initiate it. I didn't do none of that.
But in the end,
I'm the villain. I'm the bad guy. And I accept it.
Nah, that just comes from being like how we were saying in the beginning. That strong man, bro. People just expect for you to be able to take whatever. Then when you're successful too, a motherfucker will be like, they got too much to lose. Or I'll lose it too.
Now listen, I don't understand. You talking about stress? Stress is being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
100% entrepreneur. That is stress. That is an unearthly amount of stress. Mm-hmm. Where you are responsible for so many other people's lifestyles. I have what? 52 people on my payroll. Jesus. I'm responsible for. Then my family, then my bills, then other things. It is a lot. And it's stressful. So when you got people outside of you constantly coming at you, constantly coming in the public, I got the public constantly coming at me, villainizing me, talking trash about me, making me out being somebody that I'm not, yeah, it's frustrating.
Okay then, pop it, say it again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, but we deal with this. I'm just speaking on my situation, man. We deal with this, and it's stressful. I push through. I continue to take care of my family. I still wake up in the morning. I take my daughter to school. And I push through my day. I mean, that's just what it is. But we go through that, and that's stressful. Now I have my bad days. Now I have my great days. You know, I got a supporting cast. I'm blessed to have a supporting cast. I got great friends like Willie. I got great friends like Jay. That when I'm stressing, I call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they ain't gonna trend too. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm talking about when I'm going through it. So people need that.
I support that though, huh? Cause yeah, like
people need that.
I'd rather you call me and we have conversations, bro, than like me wishing we could have a conversation. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and then, bro, people will let you get to that point. Knowing you already to that point, let you crash out, bro, and then act like they miss you when you gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it is. I mean, just being a man, period, bro, it's hard, bro.
It's hard. You're right, it's hard. The expectations are unrealistic.
Hard,
I feel like that's unrealistic.
Hard, bro.
You know, we expect to be there for everybody, and nobody's entitled to be there for us. And we're wrong if we expect anybody to be there for us.
You got
it. We're wrong for expecting to be. We can't even express ourselves. That comes off weak.
Assassin.
Huh?
Assassin.
Yeah, I'll be glad when them of us learn another word, bro. Yeah, everybody know the same word. They just know it's gonna trigger you, bro. Oh, you assassin.
Girl.
Bro, that be some young girls, man. Every young girl that I call you that.
Man, I want to say this, man. And this goes to male and female. In these relationships, man, y'all got to be mindful, man. Everybody got their limits. And when you're doing somebody wrong and you're toying with their mental, man, just be honest and be respectful enough just to leave the situation. Show them that much caring and respect just to leave the situation. Don't stay in a situation you know you don't mean well by. Don't hang up on somebody you know you don't care about. You don't want to do right by them. Because what you're doing is you're toying with them. You're insulting their intelligence, and you're gearing them up. You know, and they notice it. They see it. A guy knows if you don't want him or not. And he's constantly trying to get you over and win you over, and you don't want him. But you're in a relationship. You show up, but you're not showing up. You're still entertaining others. You're still doing it. You're playing games right in his face. Or same thing versus vice versa, guys. You're doing the same thing. You're playing right in her face. You don't want to let her go. Dude, you don't want to let her go. Lady, if you don't want to let him go. Y'all playing with these people and you push them and that mental is fragile. So when they crash, they snap. And you like, oh, now you want to play victim because you done mentally and emotionally abused them. Now you want to play victim because they done snap. This female, she done snap. She done messed your car. Or she done try to cut you. She done hit you with the grits of baby oil.
What?
Look at me now. You getting scared.
Hey.
Scared over there.
How
you getting scared?
Man, I ain't scared. I just...
Man, listen.
Hey, you can take a lot more than me because I know you went...
Man, I ain't taking no Christian baby. There you go. I'm telling you, man. There you go. But I'm just saying. Like, the same thing vice versa. Am I saying that physical is right and justified because of emotional mental abuse? No, I'm not saying that at all. You're wrong all the way around the board. You're wrong for the emotional, you're wrong for the mental, and you're wrong for the physical. But you got to be mindful of the consequences of your actions. You got to be mindful of the effects and the cause and the impact of your actions. You know if you torment with somebody, you're liable to push them to do something that they ain't never done before. Out of emotional and mental distress, they done snapped, they done crashed out. They don't know, then they're taking their frustration out the source of what's causing it. You know, so when you could be the healer, you could be the motivator, you could be the inspiration that makes them great, you stayed in the situation, you made it worse, and you broke this person. And now in the midst of their breaking, they may have attacked you, or they may have mentally and emotionally turned around and abused you, whatever may be the case. It's still an unhealthy, toxic situation. And I think honesty is the crux that kills all of it. If you're just honest enough to be able to say, listen, this ain't it for me, this unhealthy situation for me, I don't desire this. Hey, let's take a step. Let's take some steps back. Let's try a friendship. Let's just try something that's more fitting for where I'm at with the situation. You know, instead of forcing something on yourself or playing with somebody, you know you ain't legitimately nor genuinely involved, or you don't really care about them on that level, because what you're doing is putting yourself in potential danger and them too. And you're wrong for that. Dead wrong for that. I feel like everybody got to take responsibility along the line, man. Like, everybody. You know, like my mom says, man, you know, we make our demons. We create them. You know, so if you got to be responsible for that. You take it and separate yourself from it. Be honest with them, man. Think about it. You know what I mean? Mental health is real, especially in a man. You know what I mean? We ain't as strong as you may think. You know?
I feel like as a man, though, the first step to your peace is just learning how to control what you can control, bro. You can't control everything and everybody, bro. Some shit you just got to let ride, man.
Man, I think that's everybody, though. Ain't that a serenity prayer?
Yeah.
Ain't that a serenity prayer?
Yeah.
God grant me the...
Grant me a serenity to accept the things I cannot change and accept the things I can.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's the wisdom and knowledge know the difference.
You got to be able to... I'm talking about, and I think the stupidest thing you can do is get involved with somebody with the anticipation or the expectation that you're going to change them. You ain't changing nobody. If you can't accept them for who they is, you don't need to be bothered. You don't need to be bothered with them. You're doing them and creating a problem for yourself. You know what I mean? So that is it, what it is. But again, man, like I said, I keep saying, if you're going through it and you're contemplating suicide or anything to that nature, and you to that point where you crash down, even if suicide just crossed your mind. Like if it's something that just as an option, if it peaks out there, like, man, pump it, I don't even, it'd be easier if I just leave, I just let go. Man, please seek help. Please dial 988, you know what I mean? Please contact the crisis line, find you the help that you need, because that's not the answer. And, you know what I mean? It's not, I mean, it really not. And I've been there, and it ain't cute.
Yeah,
it ain't what it is. Hey, you got what that 72 hours in the psych, 72 hours in that psych ward.
Just surround yourself with more positive people too.
Man, like,
I know that easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially with us being like product of our environment or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Like, but everybody can't go. Hey, that's one thing an old man told me in prison, bro. You ain't growing until you losing some people around you that you love, bro. So.
Nah, I mean, true. I mean, but you have to accept that, bro, people ain't gonna love you for who you are. They still love you for who you was.
Yeah.
So I had a therapist tell me, I don't care how much you change. They'll never accept you for who you are. They'll never accept your change. They'll never see it. You're gonna always be the same person they remember, no matter how you try to change. That's why we still got people to this day that step to us about things we did in the past. That's the conversation you gotta have. There ain't no conversation I don't be wanting to have. I don't work with no work no more. I don't got no work no more. Why I wanna talk about it? I ain't doing none of that. I ain't doing nothing illegal, so why I wanna have that conversation?
Right.
What's happening? What's happening? Man, chime in. Let's see.
I'm gonna chime in, Tyler. What are you talking about?
I think it's important that sometimes. Well, two things. I got two things to touch on. Number one, I think it's important that we stop tying our happiness to people and things. Right? The older we get, the more we realize people come and go, things come and go. Whether it be loved ones, family members that you lose along the way that you thought they was going to be here forever, you know, or relationships, you know. And sometimes we outgrow relationships, you know. Mm-hmm. And that plays a part in our mental health as well, you know. Nothing more so than the woman you love, but sometimes that plays a part in our mental and emotional health. And also, stop expecting you out of people. Especially.
Yeah, you tell me that all the time. You tell
stop
me that
expecting
really all the time,
you
right
out
there.
Of people.
Stop expecting you out of people.
I'll give you the shirt off my back. Well, this person ain't cut like that. They ain't cut from that cloth, so they... Yeah, they're not going to give you the shot they back. If they cold, then it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I realize expectations set us up for disappointment. Right? I do that. I understand that. And they said the wrong thing to do is have expectations, have unrealistic expectations of others. Right? So, if you got... but principles, right? Am I wrong for having a principle expectation for others? Expecting others to act on principle, basic principles, honesty, dignity, loyalty.
Check.
Now what, I'm talking about, so how can you get mad at me if you're trying to use me or play me, but I decide to cut you off, but you get mad at me? How you get mad at me because I stop you from using me?
Well, that's manipulation, man.
But you mad at me.
Manipulation. They ain't mad. They ain't mad at you. They mad you caught on to it.
Yeah, but I'm still the same good guy. I'm still cool. I don't understand that neither. But I think that plays, people change things and life goes on. People change things. My daughter says, people change things. What you say, baby? What
people change, things change, and life goes on.
Yeah, people change, things end, and life goes on.
Yeah, but... You only think like that because you're my daughter. Don't talk about...
What did he say?
I told her she only think like that because she's my daughter. The average individual don't think like that. Let's be real. Let's be real, right? Because a lot of people can't accept change. A lot of people can't accept the fact that somebody else can't do. Yeah, don't hit my phone this time, see? We're talking about men's mental health.
Men?
Yeah, we're talking about men's mental health. How do you contribute to your man's mental health?
Oh yeah, she the problem. That's the one when you come home from work right there. It more work.
That's what it sound like.
I'm telling you.
My name
is Jay.
So why
Why, you fucking with us?
But why we narcissistic? How we narcissistic? How we narcissistic?
Because y'all want to control y'all women. Oh. And tell them what it can and cannot do.
If I'm paying all the bills, you got damn right. I'm
think,
you
hold on. I think y'all women call it boundaries. So is it wrong for a man to have boundaries?
Everybody's supposed to have boundaries.
Right. So my boundaries is simply saying what I will accept and what I want to accept. So if you want to accept it, you don't.
Be quiet, Tyler. You've been talking ever since your ass been on live.
Hey, so a man is, so listen, so check this out. So a man is controlling, but a woman, she just standing on business. So a man is controlling and a woman, she just standing on business.
What is your name?
Willie. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
I'm Sheba.
Nice to meet you. No, I'm not. No.
Okay,
now
that's all we're married.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I ain't married.
They
all in a relationship.
Nah. She all right. Let her do what she gonna do. She the only one that came up here.
They don't know. I'm gonna fuck them
up. No, all right. Hey, you might be able to fuck these two up right here, but they got some backup tonight. They got some backup tonight,
now. Let's do this.
Come on, let's do it then. I'm waiting on you. Go ahead, let's do
What's
it.
What's the question?
How we narcissistic?
Because y'all want to control y'all women. Y'all want to tell them what they can and cannot do. Don't go here, don't go there. We as women, we have our own mind.
Okay.
When y'all get with us.
Yes, ma'am.
You cannot tell us what we can and cannot do.
Okay, how old are you?
Wait a minute, let me finish.
You got it.
I understand. Anytime you get into a relationship, it's give and take. But you can't control us.
All right, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
21.
Good. Okay. So let's just say you in the generation ahead of mine.
Oh, y'all fucked up.
Okay then. So boom. That's what I'm saying. So in my case,
y'all fucked up.
I'ma control your ass.
Oh.
Me okay. Personally.
Y'all fucked up.
Me personally, you gonna abide by my rules.
I'm not.
Or you could just go.
This is
it's fine. Simple. I ain't holding nobody who don't want to be killed. You gonna do what I want you to do?
Hey, bro, let me ask you a question though. Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna make it fast.
Okay.
How do you expect a man to protect something that he can't control? Something that's out of his control. How do you expect him to protect that? Because he's still the protector and the provider, correct?
And that is
right.
True.
Right.
Somebody else.
But see, this is the thing, though. Everything built. But think about it. Everything. Everything built around respect. But think about this, though. Everything built around respect, right? So she's gonna move in respect to my presence.
That's right.
All right, and I'm gonna move in respect to hers.
And you're supposed to.
So she doesn't have to define nor dictate what I can and cannot do. You know what I'm talking about? Because everything's built on respect. But I don't need to dictate it. I need to be able to communicate. Hey, that's disturbing to me. I ain't like that. Without you being offended. You know what I'm talking about? But listen, these are my boundaries. My boundaries are simple. This is who I am. I'm talking about, I don't wear Reeboks. I wear Nikes. I don't wear Reeboks. I wear Nikes. I don't wear Reeboks, I wear Nike.
Okay then.
I don't wear size 6, I wear size 12. I am who I am. So either I fit in your life or I don't. Or you fit in mine or you don't.
I
care.
I know you.
That's what I'm saying. I care.
And see, listen.
You
That be the problem. That be the problem. It don't be the man. It be the hole in y'all damn face. Y'all
you
just
are.
Be wanting to say whatever you want to say.
You
I'm 33.
Yeah, you
I'm 33. I'm 33 with a lot of bills, too.
You want them young women that you
can go ahead
and
do this thing and
everything.
And guess
what? I want my woman. I want my woman to honor me.
And if I got to remind you again,
I want her to respect me so much she can do with her.
Yep. Remind your ass one time.
He say remind.
I'm going to remind you. I'm going to remind you one time.
Find your ass where you at right now.
Where I'm at? Sitting in the podcast?
He say he got to remind.
No, I say I might remind you one time. And if I got to remind your ass again, I'm just going to get another one.
Well, go get another one.
That's what I do.
That's
the resume. That's what I do.
That's the young shit.
That's what I do. I go get another one.
What is it?
Love ain't enough. Love ain't never been enough.
Hey,
I can't just love you.
Love ain't paying no rent.
Exactly.
So when I'm paying the rent, mortgage,
light bill, car payments, all that, you gonna shut up and you gonna listen. Y'all been yelling the whole damn night. Y'all over there been yelling the whole goddamn night over all the speakers. So you don't get to dictate that. I'm talking over you. I'm talking over y'all over there. But anyway, like I say.
He said, turn it down.
Like I say. Go to the back.
Hey, Ty. You got 3 minutes. Listen, it's simple. It's simple. All jokes aside, it's simple. It's about respect and honor. It's not about control. I'm talking about, I ain't never want to control nobody. Never want to control nobody. I am who I am, though. Either I fit or I don't. They ain't gonna be a little late.
They ain't gonna mess it up.
They ain't gonna
men's mental health.
But at the end of the day,
men's mental health.
But you know, one thing you know about me, I'm gonna speak on the truth. I'm gonna speak on the truth, and I ain't gonna. I ain't gonna sit here and play with it.
Tell her what you're arguing about.
Men being narcissists. She know I go get me a new one.
We got about two minutes.
We're well rounded over here. I do the ass beat.
I didn't say nothing.
Because you ungrateful.
I can get another nigga.
This your woman.
And guess what? You just getting fucked. You not getting another nigga. Y'all be missing
you
that part.
Bitches, you don't have shit. I have shit.
So you ain't never got fucked because you got shit?
What the hell? No.
Oh, Lord, y'all going ham. Okay.
I ain't fucked because I ain't trying hard enough. No. But listen.
Thank y'all for coming out.
I ain't fucked because I ain't try hard enough. That's why.